Rescue teams search through rubble after a suspected Russian airstrike hit this residential district in Ukraine's central city of Dnipro. Some are seen digging with their bare hands in the hope of finding survivors. But a two-year-old girl was already found dead here beneath the rubble of a house after authorities said Russian missiles struck this residential area. Over 20 people, including children, were injured in the strikes that destroyed several buildings. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the blast in Dnipro as a deliberate Russian strike. Despite evidence of destroyed non-military sites such as homes, hospitals, schools and churches, Moscow has denied targeting civilians in its invasion of neighboring Ukraine. Explosions have also been heard over Ukraine's capital Kyiv, where air defense systems have again been deployed. But a senior Ukrainian government official has described disbelief after learning that nearly half of Kyiv bomb shelters inspected so far were closed or unfit for use. Besides Kyiv, the entire country was under air raid alerts amid relentless Russian missile strikes. But Moscow has accused Ukraine of counterattacks beyond its borders, including in Russia's Belgorod region. Local authorities said Ukrainian forces shelled a market area in the town of Shcherbakino, about 7 kilometers or 4 miles from the Ukrainian border, but no one was injured. A group of pro-Ukraine Russian fighters also claimed to have taken two Russian soldiers captive in the area and offered to exchange them in a meeting with the regional governor. Separately, Russia said 5 Ukrainian drones were shot down and 4 were jammed and did not hit their targets in Crimea, the peninsula that Moscow annexed from Ukraine in 2014. There was some damage, but no casualties were reported in the attack in the city of Zhankoy that Kyiv claims has been turned into Moscow's most extensive military base in Crimea. The attacks underscore broader international concerns that Europe's bloodiest conflict this century is rapidly escalating and far from over. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.